The review by the Department of Agriculture lists 97 complaints over the past 5 years and details critical breaches. The RSPCA's chief scientist, Dr. Bidder Jones, says most are still reported by a third party and appalling things are still happening to Australian livestock overseas.
That's not the way the system ought to run. I mean, it shouldn't be up to animal welfare organisations overseas to be trying to get video footage to catch people out. And what we do know is if that's the case, then it's only the tip of the iceberg.
No, but let's have a look at the Vietnam situation where cattle were seen in an abattoir not approved under SCAS, and that was reported by Meat and Livestock Australia, in other words, self-reported by the industry. So doesn't that indicate their willingness to address these breaches?
Well, that was an accidental finding. They happened to be in an abattoir and looking at it for a completely different reason, and they found Australian cattle there. But unfortunately, they didn't actually record the tag numbers of those cattle, so it wasn't possible to trace them back to the exporters. So even though they saw a problem, the department hasn't been able to pin that on a particular exporter because they haven't got sufficient evidence to do it. And that's where this system falls down. In this report here, we've got critical non-compliances, two critical non-compliances against one company, Livestock Shipping Services. And this is not the first time they have had critical or major non-compliances. Yet nothing significant happens to those exporters.
Livestock Shipping Services and Otway Livestock Services were found in critical breach of SCAS at the Dabba Abattoir in Israel. In that case of May last year, cattle were filmed still conscious with their throats cut. Alan Schmidt, Managing Director of Otway, says despite the lack of proof the cattle were Australian, the companies took action.
It was a wake-up call to the management. They had done a huge amount of work up to that point to improve the facility. And it's not so much the facility, it's the training of staff. You've got to look at the background of where the staff come from. And anyway, what we did was we took control of the facility. Our staff were removed. A comprehensive training program was introduced to retrain staff. Now, that's been an ongoing process since that happened. It's over 12 months now, or around about 12 months ago now that it happened.
But the department found both Otway Livestock Exports and Livestock Shipping Services to be in critical breach of SCAS. So why should you escape unpunished?
If you are going to prosecute either ourselves, being Otway or Livestock Shipping Services, I think it's and cost us potentially hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars, it is reasonable that the case has got to be proved beyond any doubt. Our position was that we moved very swiftly to control the incident and any ongoing issues that were happening in the facility.
The RSPCA says it's almost always animal rights groups uncovering the serious breaches. Doesn't that indicate the system needs a strong watchdog?
No, I don't think so. The facility slaughters 200,000 animals a year. You're hard-pressed to find it. Now, certainly any incidences of a problem, you've got to consider the base that these facilities started on about 8 or 10 years ago. They've been making rapid improvements without any input from Animals Australia or any other animal welfare group. A huge amount of progress has been made, and it's been because of the interaction of exporters with their customers that these improvements have been made.
The RSPCA's Bidder Jones says she fears the livestock export industry is continuing to rush into new markets.
The report says that exporters are interested in getting cattle back into Gaza, even though the department says there's no way that SCAS can be complied with in that state.
Otway Livestock Services' Alan Schmidt says neither Israel nor animal rights groups should stop the people of Gaza from getting fresh meat, and Otway is seeking to send cattle there.
Yes, of course we are. However, only if we believe that the conditions in the facilities are right. You've got to remember that some of the most impoverished people in the world live in Gaza, and they're in desperate need of correct nutrition. Now, I'm not suggesting that by saying that we should disregard the welfare of animals, but that is a fact of life. The Israelis themselves don't stop animals going into Gaza. It's not because they want to see animals mistreated. It's just that their attitude is we will not be seen to be starving the people of Gaza. And if they stop animals going in there, that's effectively what is likely to happen. now from
are you satisfied that the abattoirs are ready for the cattle again?
Well, no. I don't. Well, the answer to that question is I don't know. And the reason I don't know is I haven't been approached by people in Gaza to send cattle into that area. Now, if we are, it will be the business of us and us alone initially to decide whether we think that the facilities are up to scratch. If we think they're up to scratch, we will then formally go through an audit process under SCAS and start the process of exporting to Gaza. But we will only do it when we're satisfied that there's a facility there that can operate according to the standards that we require.